Le programme Adopter un grand-parent de la ville de Peace River revient cette année pour aider les personnes âgées qui peuvent se sentir isolées pendant la période des fêtes. Des sacs cadeaux offerts par diverses personnes impliquées seront livrés aux personnes âgées de Peace River, y compris celles qui résident à Heritage Towers, Point West Living et Sutherland Nursing Home. Je suis en compagnie d'Amina Osman, la coordonnatrice des services aux aînés. Hi, Amina. Thank you so much for your time. So, first of all, can you tell me a little bit, what's the Adopt a Grandparent project?
So, the Adopt a Grandparent program, this program started in 2008. And what the intent of the program is to bring cheers to our seniors who are pretty much isolated or do not have very close family members living in the area. So, we wanted to provide them with little gift, so to bring them cheer and, you know, to the spirit of Christmas holiday. And usually what happens is our seniors are mostly forgotten, so we always focus on kids and families, and the seniors are kind of isolated. So this is when we start thought, okay, you know what, let's focus on our seniors.
Okay, so how does it work?
So the town provides with the gift bag. The gift bags are available to be picked up from Baytex Energy Center. What we ask the participants to do is to fill those gift bags and drop it off to the Baytex Center by December 14th, and then the town employees, deliver it to the seniors.
Who can participate?
Anybody can participate, in families, businesses, even schools. In previous years, we have grade ones, grade two, from Good Shepherd's Springfield School. They did a group as a class, and they took about 3 or 4 bags and filled it. So it goes. Anybody can do that.
Okay. Do you guys take COVID precautions?
Yes, we do. So what we do is we ask the bags to be delivered. That's why the deadline is for December the 14th. We leave the bags at the Baytex for the next 5 days, and then that gets delivered. When we deliver it to the facilities, they do their sanitizing when we deliver. So we'll just leave the bags, and they will be the one who will be delivering in the rooms of to the residents.
So what's the price range for the gift bags?
This year we are saying $25 to $50 value.
And are people excited to participate?
Exactly. So people are excited. When the program started, it was a very slow in 2008. Well, not very many knew what the program was about. But as the years went by, people are so into it. And we haven't launched the program for this year, we started getting calls. Hey, is the town doing this program again? So this year we started getting calls back in October. Is the town of Peace River doing the program for the adopted grandparents? So yeah, we start getting calls, and that tells us that people are so into it and they want to do and they want to participate.
Okay, great. So because the project is going very well, will there be a 2021 edition?
Definitely.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I just want people to be. I just want to say thank you very much to the participants who are taking the time and buying gifts for these seniors. This program is so needed. It does make a difference in our seniors' life. We get lots of feedbacks when we can see how it brightens their day. In the comments, that most of the seniors do say is, "Oh, this is the this means a lot." Nobody did this ever for me. So that tells you that they really look forward to it. I just want to say thank you to everybody who is participating, and just want to tell them that it sure does make a difference. And thank you again.
Thank you so much, Amina.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alexis. Bye-bye.
C'était Amina Osman, la coordonnatrice des services aux aînés. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.